When Mark asked me to prepare a short message for this week, he didn't let me know that so many other people would be reading passages from the scriptures. And so if what I've prepared seems a little bit long, I do apologise. But keep your ears peeled and you may learn or hear something slightly different. So, have you heard the expression, I'm sure you have, for the best results, follow the maker's instructions? And how many times have you thought when you get whatever it is out the box, oh yeah, I know how that goes together, and it doesn't. So in all things, especially in life, for the best results, follow the maker's instructions. And you know who the maker is that I'm speaking about. And I want to start with Genesis chapter 2, verses 15, 16 and 17. And this is when the Lord God took man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of it, you will surely die." Instructions. We go on to chapter 3 and verses 6 and 7. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some of it and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. And we go on to chapter 3, verse 21. And this is when the Lord steps in. And the Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them. So you've got two ideas there. Man picked fig leaves and sowed them, vegetables. The Lord, to get the garments of skin, had to kill an animal. So there you have the first animal sacrifice to cover man's sin, because the vegetable covering wasn't sufficient. And so as the family of Adam and Eve grew, we come on to their sons Cain and Abel. And they must have, because one was a farmer and one was an animal husbandman, they must have known by the ages that they were that there had been, I'm assuming that there had been sacrifices beforehand, so they must have known that the animal sacrifice was pleasing to God and the produce of the ground wasn't so pleasing. And because the Lord rejected sacrifice, it put enmity between Cain and his brother Abel. And Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let's go out to the field." And while they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. So as well as sin entering in through Adam and Eve, you've now got the first murder, or the first recorded murder. So by not following the Maker's instructions right at the very beginning, it's all gone pretty bad for humanity from then on. So I want to jump forward now a few hundred years to the book of Joshua and chapter 6. Okay. And you will be familiar with this, I guess, anyway, but I'm going to read it anyway. And the Israelites had gone all the way through after the Exodus from Egypt. They'd gone through the land and they'd conquered tribes all the way through that were in their way. And the Lord, in fact, had conquered the tribes for them, but he just used men for his purposes. And they now come up against the city of Jericho, which was in their way on their movement to take over the whole of the country. And Jericho was tightly shut up because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with its king and its fighting men. March round the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Make 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark, and on the 7th day march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast of the trumpets, make all the people give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse and the people will go up, every man straight in." So Joshua gave out these instructions that he could receive from the Lord to all the people and the priests and the army. And they must have thought, you know, this is really crazy. We've got to go around the city. And then tomorrow we've got to go around the city again. And on the 7th day, we've got to go around 7 times. But they followed the Maker's instructions. And so on the 7th day, they got up at daybreak, marched around the city 7 times, except that on that day they circled the city they marched around the city 7 times, and they sounded the trumpets, and the people shouted. When the trumpets sounded, the people shouted, and at the sound of the trumpet, when the people gave a loud shout, the walls collapsed. So every man charged straight in, and they took the city. They devoted the city to the Lord and destroyed with the sword every living thing in it, men, women, young and old, cattle, sheep, and donkeys. So as you see, when you do things according to God's laws and what he wants done in a proper fashion, everything works well. For Cain and Abel, it didn't work well. But for Joshua and all the Israelites, when they followed his instructions, bizarre though they seemed, everything worked well, and they took the city and carried on with their conquests. And you can read all of that, of course, in Joshua. So we come really right up almost to the time of Jesus. And he was given, or he knew the instruction that he was given, that he was going to have to sacrifice his life. Now, he had an option. He could either do it or he couldn't, or he didn't need to do it because he was the Son of God. But because he was obedient to his Father, he gave up his life as a sacrifice for our sin. Not just an animal sacrifice, which had been current up until that point, but a living sacrifice, a human sacrifice. And because of that, we're sitting here today, knowing we have a Saviour who took everything on himself so that we could live forevermore with him if we choose to.